Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt today. He's coming back next Wednesday. And it's time now for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. On the line with us now is Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. How are you, Jen?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Wendy?
Well, I'm telling you, I have seen cottonwood going floating around in the suburbs for years, and now all of a sudden you city slickers see some cottonwood and you're freaking out.
It is actually way worse this year than it has been in previous years, and that is because of how dry it's been in the city. We just had the driest May on record, one of the driest Mays on record, and this is leading to these cottonwood trees to shed even more seeds, and there's no rain to wash it away. So it kind of looks like there's some snowfall in some parks in the city, which is, nobody wants to see that, but it is just cottonwood, which if you have allergies like me, is also not fun. If you're running and it's blowing up your nose.
So we have the wildfires in Canada. We have ozone action days. We have cottonwood. Seriously, we can't even get outside to enjoy the lovely weather.
I know, it's pretty rough. I was going to just suck it up and go for a run the other day and deal with the consequences afterwards. So I was like, I need to get outside to run. I'm sick of the treadmill.
Yeah, it is nice to get outside. WGN's Lauren Lapka posted a video saying it's snowing downtown, and it really did look worse than usual. Now, is this going to come to an end? Is it going to come off the trees? What are we looking at here?
So, yes, this happens every few years with different trees in the city. They don't have the resources to produce massive amounts of seeds every year, so they'll do this big burst every few years. So I would say the next year won't be so bad. They're still coming out.
And Jen, next year the cottonwood won't be so bad, but next year it's locust time. I've seen a few starting to come up already, so just wait. You'll have tons to report on.
Exactly.
All right.
A lot grosser than cottonwood.
Oh, totally. So, all right. In Logan Square, about 6 months ago, there was a neighborhood favorite boiler room. It closed abruptly, and now it's reopening?
It is as the Stop Along at Boiler Room, which is a different restaurant. They are keeping that name, the Stop Along at Boiler Room, but it is straight up the Stop Along, which is a place in Bucktown. They also have pizza, but it is different pizza from the Boiler Room. They have other things like sandwiches, snacks. They will still have their beer and, you know, full bar, just like the Boiler Room had. And they redid it in there, so it's a little brightly colored. Looks a little snazzier than it did at the Boiler Room. Mm-hmm. But it's open again, and Logan Square residents have their late night food spot back. So it's not the same, but it's still pizza. And when you're having drinks at night, you can get some at the end of the night.
All right. So that's a restaurant reopening. And then there's a Wicker Park nightclub and music venue that shut down after. What happened? Give me this story.
So the Point was opened in 2021. They tried to open before then, and it was the pandemic. So this place has not had a lot of good luck. It was a 4 a.m. bar, and shortly after opening, there was a shooting outside the venue. Then a few weeks later, there was another shooting. This is all linked to some problems that the city has had on Milwaukee Avenue. There was, during the pandemic, a lot of cars would pull up and just kind of party on the street there when all the bars weren't even open. So they ended up changing the traffic rules on Milwaukee. You can't park there anymore. So the Point owner, the owner of this bar, says that he is being wrongfully punished by the city because the city forced him to close after the second shooting. He said, you know, this had nothing to do with my bar. I just happened to be there. But the city has gone hard on him, and it's been closed for more than a year now. And he's saying he's reopening this week on Friday with a live concert. In the meantime, the landlord is trying to evict him. So we're following the court case. We're following all of this. The owner says he's going to fight on. He has two other shows scheduled for July 7th and July 22nd, so he plans to be around this summer. But we will be keeping folks posted about whether that happens or not.
Sweet. All right. Well, what are you doing this weekend?
I am thrilled to be doing nothing after a really busy few weekends. I had Taylor Swift on Sunday, so I'm ready to sleep for a few days.
And you enjoyed the show? Are you a Swiftie?
I am a Swiftie, and it was really fun.
I just saw some video on TikTok that said Julia Roberts is enjoying Taylor Swift, and there was video of Julia Roberts, must have been with a daughter or two, and she was singing and just mouthing every word to every song. So Julia Roberts came into town in Chicago and went unnoticed except for that second at the Taylor Swift show. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, I'm glad she was just lip syncing because everyone else was screaming every lyric at the top of their lungs. It was honestly hard to hear Taylor herself.
Yeah, I bet that would be like that. All right, well, have a nice relaxing weekend, and we'll talk soon.
You too, Wendy. Thanks so much.
Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. I don't know if Julia Roberts was lip singing, whatever. But the video just showed her, and it was really cool just seeing her in Chicago coming in to see Taylor Swift. Very exciting. I'm a little starstruck.